British Sky Broadcasting presents Then She Found Me, voiced by Olivia Nunn on behalf of the MCS agency. Directed by and starring Helen Hunt as April, Matthew Broderick as Ben, Colin Firth as Frank, and Bette Midler as Bernice. At a Jewish wedding ceremony,
there is a Jewish story, an ordinary Jewish joke. A father was teaching his little son to be less afraid, to have more courage by having him jump down the stairs. He put his son on the second stair and said, "Jump, and I'll catch you." Then on the third stair and said, "Jump, and I'll catch you." The little boy was afraid, but he trusted his father and did what he was told and jumped into his arms. The father put him on the next step and then the next, each time telling him, "Jump, and I'll catch you." Then the boy jumped from a very high step, but this time the father stepped back, and the boy fell flat on his face. He picked himself up, bleeding and crying, and the father said to him, "That'll teach you.
Here, put the sweater on."
Don't be ridiculous. You're shaking like a bowl of jelly. Put the sweater on.
Mom.
Oh, for God's sake.
Guests are gathered at the wedding, which is taking place in someone's house. They are packed into the living room, the hallway, and up the stairs. The blonde bride and brown-haired groom place the marital cloak around them as the priest blesses them. They smile at each other and place their wedding rings on each other's fingers.
Hooray.
At Mikudeshet.
At Mikudeshet.
B'taba'atzo.
B'taba'atzo.
Kedat Moshe.
Kedat Moshe.
Hooray. Ata Mikudash. B'taba'atzo. Kedat Moshe. B'Yisrael. I betroth you to me forever, in righteousness
to me forever,
and justice,
in righteousness and justice,
in kindness and in mercy,
in kindness and in mercy.
Then you shall know
and
God.
You shall know God.
It's for you.
The bride steps outside, hands the little girl a drink, and then walks over to her new husband, who is crouched down in the garden amongst their guests, stroking a dog. She squats down to join him, and they smile together. Later that night, they are running down the street together, still in their wedding attire. They go to a fairground where they are seen having a great time riding on the bumper cars. Next, in the hospital with the bride's mother.
Well, I'm dying.
You're not dying. You had an episode and they want to watch you. Shabbat shalom.
Hmm?
She's always dying.
Why are you rushing?
Sorry, rounds took forever. Sorry, you guys.
Maybe
sorry,
no problem. Dr.
Have a good evening.
Thank you.
You're late for Shabbat and you have to tell this stranger our private business?
Mom, you're lucky we come at all.
I'm lucky? You come to Shabbat? Why is that? Stop eating.
Because it's the 21st century. Because we're not in Babylon. We don't have to remind ourselves to let our land lie fallow.
The whole point is Shabbat.
I was 11 minutes late.
You're getting yourself worked up and being worked up all the time. Never got anyone pregnant.
Worked up? We've been trying for 10
Shabbat
months.
Shabbat shalom.
What does everyone have to get to?
I'm not worked up. I would just like very much to have a baby.
So adopt.
Who's really mine.
The bride, her brother, the doctor and her husband all look awkward. The bride lights two candles by her mother's bedside, places her hands over her eyes and begins to pray.
In China, they're throwing them into trash cans. Adopt a baby, for God's sake. Adopt a baby and then have a baby. You're 39 years old.
That's what you did.
That's why you can't do it, because I did it? Being like me is such a terrible
thing.
There's
a feeling.
No, there's not.
When he was little, I watched you. I watched you watch him. I saw you look at each other. It was different. I want that.
Her mother looks at her speechless.
You listen to me. There's no difference.
The daughter looks at her longingly and her mother sighs and turns her head. Next, she is at home.
Are you here? Where are you?
I'm in here. Sweetie, can you come in here and sit down for a minute?
Be there in 1 second. Hi.
Sit down.
You stand up.
Sweetie, please sit down. And take your coat off.
Maybe you should take it off.
She stands looking at her husband suggestively.
What?
I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I made a mistake.
You made what?
If I could blink my eyes and it would be a year from now, and we could be friends, best friends, I would do it. We teach across the hall from each other. I'll see you all the time, every day. But listen, I want you to know something.
Do you want to...
Yeah, thank you.
She hands him a tissue, which he places over his face.
What did you want me to know?
I'm 100% sure.
Because I didn't say the right thing the other night. If you want to pursue this drawing thing, go ahead. I just meant that if we're
going
to try to have a baby, somebody has to make some money. I can't make love if we don't talk.
I don't want this life.
He stands, turns, and throws the tissue away.
Don't you want to take your coat off? Why don't you want to take your coat off?
She opens her coat, revealing a sexy black lingerie outfit, and then covers herself back up.
God.
She smirks at him, and he moves over and puts his arm around her. They embrace for a few seconds, his head resting on her shoulder. Then he slowly starts to run his hands down her back. He looks up at her.
I'm really sure we shouldn't.
She moves in towards him and they kiss passionately. In the heat of the moment, they move down onto the kitchen floor, him on top of her, still kissing. She runs her fingers through his hair. He undoes his trousers and they start to make love. He climaxes and rests his head on her chest, breathing deeply. She looks a little disappointed. He kisses her, lifts himself off her, and they sit up. He readjusts his trousers while she sits watching him. He shakes his head at her.
I'll see you in school.
He gets up and walks out of the house with the dog, leaving her there sitting on their kitchen floor looking worried.
Come on.
It is morning and she is sitting alone at the breakfast table. Then she is seen walking through the corridor at the school and into a busy classroom overrun with swarms of young children. Another teacher hands her a letter.
Can you explain this to me?
Mrs. Deppner-Green, this is chaos. Who is in charge?
He says he has resigned.
And you knew nothing about this?
If Mr. Green is out, why is there no substitute
coming in?
Mrs. Ebna Green's class makes space for Mr. Green's class.
Well, Mrs. Ebna Green, this is way too many kids for one room.
Really? You think so?
Well, Mrs. Ebna Green,
Ms. Ebner.
Okay, the parents can go. Mr. Green will not be coming in. Miss Ebner will be teaching both classes.
You don't know where he is?
Miss Ebner turns, holding the letter.
Have you slept? Don't do anything until you've slept. Don't think anything until you've slept. I have to drop her upstairs.
It's going to take me an hour to get a cell.
Lovely.
Can you watch them for 5 minutes?
Go. We'll be back.
She walks outside and nervously taps her finger against her head whilst pacing up and down. She pauses as she catches sight of the father with whom she just spoke running down the stairs and out into the car park.
Don't let anyone fix you up with anyone. A friend of mine set me up on a date. I'm still recovering.
Are you coming on to me? My husband left me 9 hours ago. Do you think you could control yourself for 5 minutes?
You betcha.
He turns and walks off to his car. Next, she is at the door of her brother's apartment.
Oh my God. Okay. You should come in. This is bad timing.
Do you know how old I am?
Yes, I do.
I want a baby. I can't explain it. It's like being hungry or having to pee. Please don't tell me to adopt.
I wouldn't. I won't. I never will. A 65-year-old lady in the Bronx just gave birth to twins. So, I mean, not that that's...
Thanks. Should I come in?
Yes, you should come in. I just need to know...
Hi, I'm here. Sorry. I heard your story. That's just horrible.
Thanks. I'm gonna go.
April, don't go home alone.
It's fine. I need to sleep. I mean, it's not going to get any worse than this.
El male rachamim shochen bamromim hamtzei menucha nechona tachat kanvei hashchina b'malot kedoshim utahorim kezorakia masirim et nishmat gitul bat tovia v'chana shalcha leolama began Eden tehei menuchata to Gertrude Trudy Ebner, who has gone to her lasting rest. Master of all, we pray to you, remember her worthy and righteous deeds while among the living. And let us say, Amen.
Amen.
April has just been to the funeral of her adopted mother. It is a new day and she is walking into school carrying her books. She passes the father she encountered yesterday in the car park, sitting in his car outside, flicking through a pile of papers. She opens the door and goes up the stairs, passing another gentleman who she spotted lurking in the crowd at her mother's funeral.
Pardon me. Who does the purchasing for the school?
I'm sorry?
Not the purchasing, the requisitioning.
The office is that way.
Thank you.
He runs up the stairs past her and she looks very confused. Then she bumps into him again.
Are you April Ebner?
Can I help you?
I represent someone from your past. Someone from your past who's looking to make contact. Would the discovery of the identity of your birth mother be welcome news? I'm her assistant and friend. She's a celebrity.
What kind of celebrity?
Well, she's well known. She really wants to meet you. She's very cautious, you understand. But now I can definitely recommend it.
You're recommending me?
You're taking this the wrong way. Here. Let her speak for herself.
He hands her a letter, then leaves. April looks startled. Back at home, she sits at a table frantically twirling her fork, all the time staring at the letter. At night, she lies in bed with the letter on her bedside table, wide awake, still staring at it. She finally picks it up, turns on the lamp and tears it open. She begins to read it. Next, she is driving in her car.
Dear Gabrielle, did you know Gabrielle is what I named you?
I believe the time has come for us to meet. Let's have lunch tomorrow, Saturday, you and me. Barbetta Restaurant at 1. Your mother, Bernice.
Un pomeriggio. Posso aiutarla, signorina?
Oh, hello. Do you happen to have a reservation for someone named Bernice?
Sì, certo che l'abbiamo. Da questa parte. Right this way, please.
The host leads her over to the table.
A glass of champagne while you wait.
Do you have a ladies' room?
She goes to the very ornate toilet where she leans on the basin and looks up at herself in the mirror.
Ciao, bella. Oh.
Thank you.
She starts to walk off to the toilet with the paper the attendant has given her, then pauses and goes back to drop some coins onto her tip tray.
I'm a teacher.
She walks back out into the restaurant to her table and looks back at a rather glamorous woman who is speaking to the host.
Exactly like Judy Holliday. If you get anyone besides Judy Holliday, hang on. You won't get in unless you use my name, right? I know, it's terrible, but we're talking about your health.
Yeah. Mille grazie.
The woman turns round and they meet eyes across the room. The woman crosses over to greet April at the table.
Let me just look at you.
She just stares at April.
You're magnificent. Oh, thank you. What is your name?
You got my letter.
Your last name?
Oh, Graves, I'm so happy you don't know it.
Why would I
know? How do you feel right now?
How do you feel?
I feel like you are the reward for everything I ever did right in my entire life.
Huh.
And
how do you feel?
I thank you. I'm wondering how you can be certain you're actually my mother.
Are you married? I mean,
do you have anyone? Someone who takes you in his arms or her arms. God knows I only want you to be happy. Someone who holds you in the night when you're afraid.
You didn't answer
my... Oh, it doesn't matter. Some of the richest periods of my life came when I was between love affairs. Were you raised with any brothers or sisters?
I have a brother.
I want to meet him.
Boy, it's a little soon.
Hello,
for you
too.
Oh, Alan, you remember Gabrielle.
It's April.
Recovering from the abominable way I approached you.
I'll make for you a special mother-daughter antipasto. Well,
someday I'll tell you how we have Alan to thank for this.
I produced the show that led to...
I looked in the camera and the whole story just came out. Our story.
Such a powerful moment.
Excuse me, what is our story?
I'm sorry to bother you.
Oh, that's all right. Alan, do you have a kid?
I just want to say I love you. I watch you all the time.
Oh.
I think you're just the best.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your lunch.
Thank you. If you have a television show, why have I never heard of you?
You watch local TV at 10:30 in the morning?
Never.
Me either.
How much do you know about my parents?
I know that you lost Trudy 3 weeks ago, and you lost Julius 3 years before that.
How do you know who they were?
Oh, I've known since the day I lost you.
Were they good to you?
How? You weren't allowed to know that. I read it. Upside down, across the adoption counselor's desk. Baby girl Eppner, born April 1st.
So it's possible.
What?
That you are who you say you are.
Listen, I only got to have you for 3 days, but that doesn't change the fact that you are my daughter. You are the most important thing on earth to me. You must know that. Do you have children?
I should think your own family might feel strange about you tracking me down like this.
My family is me and you. It shows in your face that you know I'm your mother.
What about your husband?
Oh, I don't have one. What about you? Ever been married?
Yes.
How's that going?
You know, there's a certain presumption.
Oh, don't lock Bernice out.
Of course, this is hard. She loved the people who raised her.
You're her mother.
But it's natural that she would have questions.
I'm sitting here.
April bashes her fists on the table and Bernice and Alan look startled.
Yes, you are. Ask me anything. You're sitting on anger. Ask me anything. Hit hard. Ask me anything you want.
Why did you give me up?
On you will go, though the weather be foul. On you will go, though your enemies prowl. Onward up many a frightening creek, though your arms may get sore and your sneakers may leak.
What?
It's a book by Dr. Seuss. Did your adoptive parents ever read it to you?
No.
Oh, that's a shame, because it's a map of your life, really. The whole point of which is that every ending is a beginning. Now, when Trudy and Julius passed, that was an ending. But in a funny kind of a silvery liningy way, it's brought us together, hasn't it?
I have to go.
Wait, stop. Don't go. Gabrielle.
April, God damn it.
Would you like to know who your father was? He was a famous man, now dead.
Bernice runs down the street after April.
Why don't we go to my office and really talk?
Thank you, no.
We could go for a drive.
I would like to walk.
Oh, you like to walk? You sound like your father.
My famous father, now dead, went for walks?
I'm a walker myself, you know. All kinds of exercise I'm a nut for. Could we slow down for just a moment? Oh, being related like this is just incredible.
You were saying about my father?
You hardly know me yet.
Well, thank you, Ms. Graves. It was traumatic and potentially illuminating to have met you.
I met him when I was 15. I worked in perfume.
Where exactly?
Well, four blocks that way, as it happens. Used to be Bonwit Teller. You can look it up. Since I wasn't rich, I earned extra money working in their perfume department.
So this was a customer?
Oh, a very special customer. He came in to buy a gift for his mother. He was very close to his mother, probably too close because no woman could ever measure up.
Who was it?
He was immediately flirtatious, but not in a boorish way. He was, and I say this in all humility, enchanted.
Who was it?
Steve McQueen.
How dare you?
We were deeply in love.
Well, what went wrong?
Well, he was single when I met him. Separated, anyway. I never would have gotten involved with him had his relationship been viable, but I sensed that they weren't through.
They would be Steve McQueen and Ally McGraw?
If you watch The Getaway, you'll sense a certain closeness. I do feel very good about that. By the way, do you have any children?
Was it a one-night stand?
Oh, the memory lasted a lifetime. Your generation is so cynical.
When? When was I conceived?
Around the 4th of July.
Around or on?
On.
Was he right-handed or left-handed?
What kind of a question is that?
Circumcised?
He was Catholic. I understand your parents were Jewish.
So what? So am I.
Well, God bless.
What does that mean?
God bless that you believe in God.
You don't believe in God?
I don't know. Watch the news lately?
I'll ask you one more time. Why did you give me up?
I didn't give you up. You were taken from me. Didn't they tell you that? My father was very religious. I held you in my arms for 3 days, praying that it wouldn't happen. But it did. He walked in, he took you, and he left me screaming.
How do I know any of this is true?
Because it is.
All right, listen to me. And please respect what I say to you. I have to go home. Think about this and decide what to believe.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Can you drop me?
What? Where?
Back there.
All right.
They get into April's car and April reverses it back down the road.
When can we do this again? Everyone needs family.
I will call you.
Let me give you my number.
Do you have a pen?
Okay. Give me your hand. Please?
She takes April's hand and writes her number on it.
It's harder to lose a hand.
She gets out of the car. Later, April is at home scrutinising Steve McQueen in a film. Then she is back at the school.
This isn't just a 1,000-to-1 shot. This is a professional blood sport. It can happen to you. And then it can happen to you again.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for your patience. Some more than others.
Ruby, I need you to come here now. Get your shoes on.
Why don't you come in first? I mean, for obvious reasons.
It's okay, you go ahead. Besides, we're having so much fun here.
Are you sure?
Of nothing.
The father who has befriended April is sitting in the school corridor dozing, his daughter finally asleep in her buggy. April walks over to him and delicately touches his chest.
Pardon me.
What? All right.
She's fine.
She takes a chair and sits down next to him.
Listen, I'm sorry about what I said to you.
Listen, I'm 4 weeks divorced. For all I know, I was coming on to you.
Were you coming on to me?
No, I wasn't. Why I wasn't, I can't imagine.
This is Jimmy Ray's portfolio. First of all...
I think he's in trouble.
You do?
Sorry, what were you about to say?
His printing is good.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Kay's made him nervous, but he likes them now. He seems happy.
He has night terrors.
Did you say night terrors?
Well, I think the night terrors. He walks in his sleep.
How often?
Once. 10 months ago.
What happened?
He peed in the fridge.
Have you slept?
Oh, no. No.
I love his hands. I do. I love how he uses them, how expressive he is.
I love that, too.
He's a little less confident just right at the moment, but I think that's to be expected.
Do you have kids?
No. He talks about his mom a lot. He seems to worship her.
From afar. She's on a trip around the world. She's a painter. She's painting the world with her boyfriend.
Oh. I see you outside in your car.
Yes, I work out there. I write.
In your car?
I like to keep an eye on the building. It relaxes me. So why don't you have kids? I've watched them. You love them, and you're, you know...
Old?
No. No, my God, no. You can't be more than what, you're 35, 34 years old?
I'm 39 and a half years old, and I've never been pregnant.
Well, if you put it like that.
It looks pretty bleak, doesn't it?
No. No, it looks painful. And beautiful. And I hope you get everything you want.
Oh. dinner. Apparently I want dinner.
Well, bon appetit.
Oh, well, would you like to get some dinner?
No, I'd rather eat frozen food alone for the 15th month in a row. Yes, I'd like to get dinner. But I think you are a very beautiful woman. And for some reason, I decided not to go on any kind of date for at least a year. Why? Because I'm a fucking idiot. Thank you, you're gorgeous. I'm leaving now.
He gets up and walks away around the corner pushing the buggy, but reappears a moment later.
Yes, I would like to get some dinner. Best friend? You said that?
Mm-hmm.
Is this man entirely intact?
You know, we were best friends. I loved him. Kept hoping one day, pop, he'd be a grown-up. Your wife was seeing someone else?
Pretty much everyone else. I was too much for her.
Your wife?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure she didn't feel that way.
She told me.
What did she say?
You're too much for me.
Oh. So was it just out of the blue?
It was out of the blue because I was an idiot. Came across the ocean to be a blind idiot. This woman may actually let her kids grow up without knowing their mother.
I hope not. How can you know if someone's your mother? I mean, literally, if someone says they're your mother, how can you know for sure?
DNA test, I guess. Why?
April stops eating as they sit on a bench outside and looks at him pensively. Next, they are in his car staring at each other, his daughter asleep in the back.
I mean, you don't not look like Steve McQueen. Is she a credible person?
I have no idea.
My God, you have a chance to get to know your mother.
Yes, I guess I do. What do you write in here?
Books. Jackets. Jackets for other people's books. For now.
April makes a move to get out of the car and he gets out with her.
Get a hair.
I'm sorry?
For the DNA test, get a hair.
Oh. Thank you.
Well.
I don't want to say goodnight.
I don't either.
Uh-oh.
I suppose my son would notice if I just didn't pick him up from his play date.
I'm sure he'd understand.
Look, I need you to do something for me. I need you to get in your car. Which is your car? Yeah, I need you to get in your car and drive away first, because I can't. Will you do that for me?
Seriously?
Yes.
You will go home, right? I mean, I won't find you guys here in the morning wearing the same thing. Okay. Good night.
Good night. Maybe I should call you when you get home just to be sure.
I'd appreciate that. I worry.
Yeah, I do too.
What are you making?
Well, it's peanut butter and jelly, and I have to confess that we don't share your countrymen's love of peanut butter.
And jelly?
Mm-hmm. It isn't jelly. There's another thing I have to have a word with you about.
Well, if you were in England, what would you be making?
This would probably be cheese and pickle, but you don't know what pickle is.
Did you say cheese and pickle?
Yeah, no, but you don't know what pickle is.
You're
no,
giving
I don't
me
mean
a hard
pickle,
time
yeah.
about peanut butter and jelly?
No,
you're saying cheese and pickle? I'm defending food to an Englishman. Is that happening to me right now?
You know, our sex life was dominated by her artwork, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, she liked to depict acts of autoeroticism.
Oh. I sometimes make toast and have tea after I've brushed my teeth. And I don't brush them again. Do you ever do that?
No, no, I can't. I'm British.
It is morning and April is walking into the studio where Bernice works.
I was never happier to get a call.
Hello.
Hello. Have you eaten yet?
Actually, no.
Oh, come with me. Our show went well today, despite our best efforts. So, everyone's in a good mood. Oh, thank you, AJ.
Welcome to the craziness.
Well, hello. Lunch?
Please, we're famished.
Sam's?
Perfect. What do you feel like? It's a kind of a pubby place.
Would a hamburger be all right?
Oh, my God.
What?
You're a little anemic, aren't you? Runs in the family.
Actually, I would just like a hamburger.
Oh.
Okay. Come on. So, Janine Garofalo, you've lived in the West Village for a long, long time.
What's it like when every year the denizens of the village come out and march about and gay
pride?
Yes.
Are you speaking
pride.
Of pride, I actually have a particular favorite gay.
Oh, you do?
I do. I my favorite gay would be the bantamweight Latino in the gold lamé short shorts, lace front short shorts is my... I'm partial to the flyweight.
Do you know his name?
I don't know, but he's great on the float.
Sort
like the
break
gold
up
LeMay
by the Statue of Liberty.
Style.
So that you could actually, you could ride a wave from Statue of Liberty to Battery Park.
That would be great.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
For something. Instead of taking that ferry.
Come on in. A hamburger is $18.
My treat. Make it two?
I'll have a Caesar salad.
One sec.
Bernice escorts Alan out of her huge dressing room.
I can't have you in this lunch.
Well, if you can't have me here, you can't have me.
Thanks. I practically live in this room. In fact, I call it my sanctuary. Do you have a sanctuary?
My kitchen is nice.
Let me show you something.
As Bernice walks to the sofa, April goes over to her dressing table and tries to pick her hair out of her brush.
Come here.
Without managing to get one, April goes and sits with Bernice, who hands her a tiny pair of baby socks.
I want you to know me.
Okay.
Much of this is my natural hair color. Okay, I'll start. Much of this is my natural hair color.
I don't know what to... I like music.
What kind of music?
I like Fleetwood Mac and,
I'm very verbal during sex.
I'm afraid of drowning.
During sex?
No, just in general.
Oh. I'm a tiny bit hard of hearing in my right ear.
I'm a tiny bit hard of hearing in my right ear.
Oh, see? What else?
I visit my father's grave all the time.
Only his?
What? Of course not. Both.
Oh, of course. 3 years ago, I had a lumpectomy.
Oh?
Oh, I was fine. But you should be aware.
I'm getting a divorce.
Oh, God, I knew it. I could feel it. I'm so connected to you. What happened?
I don't want to talk about it.
But you brought it up.
I was playing your game, and it just came out.
Was this recent?
Yes.
Was there trouble in the marriage for a long time?
Long enough.
Do you still want to have kids? Of course you still want to have kids.
May I use this?
Oh, yes, of course. Here, let me have it. Let's see.
Bernice pulls all the hairs out of her hairbrush.
For you. There you go. What's mine is yours.
April takes the brush and slowly brushes through her own hair as she watches Bernice throw hers into the bin.
I want to find this record to play for you.
It's Roy Orbison singing All I Have to Do is Dream. It's very rare. But when I was pregnant with you, I played it all the time and I thought it was...
April has come up behind her to try and grab her hair from her head, but Bernice turns as she has her arms raised and presumes she is trying to hug her. They embrace.
Oh, I can feel your heart beating.
Me too.
The last time I felt your heart beating against mine, you were 3 days old.
How big was I?
6 pounds, 15 ounces. You had such a sweet face and the squinchiest little eyes and...
Ow!
What was that?
I don't know.
April's ripped her hair from Bernice's head. Next, she is back in school with Frank's son when he approaches.
Hi there.
Oh. Hello. Hi. Hi. Okay, let's everybody pack up. Hello.
Did I do something wrong?
No, of course not. Hello. I very much enjoyed talking to you these last nights, but I don't think we should go out of our way to talk to each other here in a private way.
In a private way?
Yes, I've thought about it.
Well, I've thought about it, too.
Let's go, Daddy.
Okay. Well, good night. Goodbye.
She walks off to clear up the table, but Frank follows her.
One thing. I don't sleep, usually, so... If ever you want to look up information about your mother, I'd be happy to help.
Oh, boy, I am so bad at that stuff. At some point,
it's about Steve McQueen.
What about him?
I got your birth date from the office. Listen, I have to do something with the energy I'm spending not asking you out. Do you want to know? Steve McQueen was on the Yangtze River. It's in southern China, making a film called The Sand Pebbles. He was there between March 1966 and September. You were born in April?
Yes.
Is it possible this could have happened in southern China?
She told me Manhattan.
Sorry, I just don't think it could have been.
I don't know who you are or what you want, but I want you to stay away from me. How dare you invade the life of another human being this way? What kind of selfish, psychotic, compassionless freak must you be? Do not ever try to contact me again or I will call the police. I swear to God. Ready?
You sitting down?
Yes.
She's your mother.
Begin.
I know what a risk this represents for you.
You have no idea.
And nothing I could say could possibly excuse my having told you a lie.
Begin.
His name was Jack Blasky. He was a Ukrainian boy from the neighborhood. A little gangly, but gorgeous. Did you ever meet anybody and know in a heartbeat you'd do whatever they say?
You dated?
We courted.
Meaning?
We had sex 3 times. He told me I had a perfect body. I was so inexperienced, I had no idea he was right. I still have a fine body, but of course it's never the same after childbirth.
Would you please?
My girlfriend's parents were out of town. He and I were in a sleeping bag in their backyard. We made love. It was so cold outside the sleeping bag, it was so warm in it. And afterwards, I cried and cried and cried, and he pretended to understand why.
So that's where I was conceived?
No, you were conceived a week later, according to a great American tradition.
Speak English.
I fucked him at a drive-in.
What movie?
Bullet.
Why did you lie?
I don't know why. Because I thought it was ugly and ordinary, and I wanted to make it beautiful. Also, if I made him famous and dead, he'd be famously dead, and you wouldn't have to waste your time trying to find him. I've tried for years to find him, and he's unfindable.
How convenient.
Look, don't you think that if I could offer your father up to you, I'd do it? Whatever shape he was in.
How should I know what you would do?
Because I'm telling you.
And exactly what is that word?
I'm giving you my word.
Bernice, look at me. I will know if you're lying.
Memorize this moment. I know what I did to you. I lied in the scariest way imaginable. And now, at the worst of all possible times, when your husband just left you. Or did you leave him? I get the sense that he left you. Okay, it's none of my business. It will not happen again.
Bernice clasps her hands together and looks at April longingly.
I knew it. I knew it. That's why I said Steve McQueen.
What?
I knew you'd be ashamed of what really happened.
No, it's not that. Please understand, it's not you as much as me. I'm glad to have met you, but I am going through some things, and now is not a good time.
Thank you for understanding, and I really do hope that our paths will cross again. I'm gonna walk home now, so goodbye.
As April starts to walk away down alongside the park, Bernice trots along in her heels a short distance behind, matching her footsteps. When April stops, she stops. April realises she is doing it, but carries on nonetheless until she can't put up with it and turns to her.
Oh, you're absurd.
Give me 72 hours. Three lousy days. I want to know you. I want to meet your brother. I'm begging you. I'm on my knees. Metaphorically speaking, I'm on my knees. Oh, for God's sake.
As April raises her eyebrows, Bernice gets down onto her knees on the pavement and looks up at her wistfully.
It's ready. Leave me a message.
I'm begging you. Come with me. I'm going to this event with her. She wants to meet you. Or at least call me back. I know you're working hard, but I worry.
April sits down on her bed, looking at the phone.
I was, mumbled Gunsmith. No one had ever tangled with those two varmints and lived to tell the tale. So one day, at a trip to...
Hello?
Never mind.
What?
I have the wrong number.
Was that where?
Hello?
Hi, it's Jimmy Ray.
Of course it is. Hello, Jimmy Ray. Is your father there?
Dad, it's Miss Hepner.
Hello.
God, hello. It's me. It's Miss Hepner.
Hello, Miss Hepner.
It's April.
Hi.
Is Jimmy Ray right there?
Yes.
Oh, God. Just please, just say, okay, Miss Hepner, and I'll call you another time.
Okay, Miss Hepner.
I'm sorry, I shouldn't have called you during the day. It was a really bad mistake.
Okay, Miss Hepner. You there?
Would you like to go out with me tomorrow night?
More than I can say.
Everybody say, send us money! Send us money!
April arrives at Bernice's charity event. Alan guides Bernice off stage and she walks over to her.
Oh, you look lovely.
Thank you, so do you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you didn't bring a date. It'll be more fun this way.
I did bring a date.
Oh, good, I'm so glad. Where is he?
He's meeting me here.
Oh.
Is this your first date?
With him or since my husband?
Either.
Both.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, you want a drink?
Yes, please.
Okay.
April.
Frank has arrived and she walks over to him, Bernice in tow.
Hi.
Hello, and you look beautiful.
Doesn't she?
Frank, this is Bernice.
I'm so glad to get to meet you.
Thank you.
I've enjoyed your show.
Oh, you're lying. You've never seen my show.
I don't do a lot of lying.
Well, that makes one of us.
Hey, beautiful.
His name is Ted. I think he has the best ass I've ever seen on a 50-year-old man.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, you must be April.
Yes, it's so nice to meet you. This is Frank.
Hello, pleasure. Shall we get some drinks?
Absolutely.
After you.
No, please, up to you.
Frank lets Ted walk ahead so that they can catch a glimpse of his behind. He nods in approval at April and she chuckles. They all move into another room and drink sake together.
Everybody say, sake bomb!
Sake bomb!
Sake bomb!
Oh my gosh.
You're telling me. I love it.
I knew I liked it.
I don't drink like this.
Well, tonight you do.
Am I being too nice to him?
No.
Not nice, no.
What do you mean?
This is your mother. Are you getting what you want from me? It's your date.
God, just keep asked. You're perfect. Thank God you're here.
I am perfect, by the way. I'm glad you noticed. Just to get this in before we're hopelessly drunk. I'm so glad you called. I know we're not ready, but I love talking to you. You move me. This moves me that you're trying this with her. I'm so glad I'm here.
Oh. I'm sorry.
After he said something like that, they should make those things illegal.
I'm sure it's my brother. I'm sure. I'm sorry. I just worry.
Sorry. Is it you?
It's me.
Oh. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry, hi. Everything all right?
Yes.
Who's that?
No one. I'm sorry. I'll be right back.
April steps outside onto the roof.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
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 So, how are you?
Well...
Where are you?
Oh, nowhere special. Decided to drift around for a while, you know, get lost. Let the road take me where it wants me to go.
Just tell me.
I'm at my mom's.
It's perfect.
Don't do that.
What?
Humiliate me. Do you know the actual physical pain that causes
me? Why are you calling me?
Because I miss you. And I thought now that some time has passed...
It's been 23 days, you idiot. You're ready to be my friend?
Well... Okay, I'm glad I called. Well,
take
care.
My mom died.
Did you just say...
Talk to you later.
Wait, when?
22 days ago.
Why didn't you call me?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I just didn't feel that close to you.
I have to see you.
Oh, no. I'll end up in bed with you.
I
want to
be there.
Really? Do you promise to be there for better or worse, for richer and poorer, in sickness?
I miss you.
How much?
A lot.
Enough? That's what I thought. Be a man and leave me alone.
As she hangs up the phone, she turns around to see Frank.
Better or worse? I'm gonna guess not your brother, right?
No.
Frank pauses for a moment, then he turns to go back inside.
Oh, where are you going?
I think I'm leaving.
Oh, please don't leave.
He walks back down the stairs past her.
Now where are you going?
I'm not leaving.
You just said you were leaving.
I was then. No, I'm not.
But you're walking away.
I have to do something.
Okay. Are we doing it yet?
All right, look. You were just talking to your husband about for better or worse and God knows what else, and I feel a little... Fuck. And when I feel this way, I find it helps to take my the fuck out for a walk. So that's what I'm doing, and you're not invited. But I will say this. This is a first date, and if you're not done with him who you're married to, I mean, if you two aren't done, it's fine. It's more than fine. Just tell me. I'm not ready
but
anyway.
I am done with him.
Yeah, but it's okay if
but
you're
I
not.
Am.
It's okay
but
if you're
I
not.
Am.
How do I know?
You're going to have to... Trust me.
You're kidding me.
And it doesn't feel like a first date, not to me.
You wait until we try and say goodnight.
I'm sorry again. I had a wonderful time with you.
I did too.
They are standing in her porch.
See?
She leans in to kiss him on the cheek. Then he slowly kisses her on the mouth, placing his hand tenderly on her bare shoulder.
I haven't done this for a long, long time, so... Forgive me for not finding a sexier way to put this, but would you like to come in?
I can't.
You can't.
As if having a jealous girly fit on our first date wasn't emasculating enough, I have to get home to my kids. They need their mum, and I'm it.
It's not emasculating, it's very sexy.
How sexy?
They go back to Frank's house and are in his kitchen kissing passionately, rubbing their hands up and down each other's backs. They pull away for a moment.
I have a very nice house.
Then they rush back into each other's embrace again. Next, they are lying together, kissing on the sofa and gazing into each other's eyes longingly.
You're looking at me.
Of course I am. Of course you are.
He leans down and kisses her again. Next, April awakes in his bed to the sound of her phone ringing. She reaches into her bag and answers to Bernice.
Hello. Do you think I should sleep with him?
Who is this?
Why aren't you answering your regular phone?
I called your regular phone.
Because I'm not.
Are you at his house? Oh, that's fantastic. That's just what you need, a great rebound affair.
God, I've got to get out.
Just know I'm all for it.
Talk to you later.
April hangs up and turns over in the bed to realize Frank is not beside her. She looks around, then ventures out into the hallway. She sees him asleep in his kid's room on the floor and bends down to wake him.
Are you sleeping?
What happened?
Why are you in here?
I sleep in here when I can't sleep.
She lies down on the floor beside him and he wraps his arms around her and kisses her.
I don't suppose I could. I was kidding. I was kidding. I wouldn't really beg.
Then they snuggle up together, join hands and close their eyes.
Possible I'm falling in love with you. So much for sleeping. Too much?
No. Maybe. I don't know. No.
Just scared the shit out of me.
A little while later, Frank's daughter starts to cry. They both wake up quickly and April runs out of the room as Frank tends to his daughter.
Ruby's having her ear thing. I need you to go to my room and get the flashlight by my bed. Can you do that? All right, Daisy. Go on, quick as you can. Let's have a look, sweetie. I'm not going to touch. I'm just going to lift your hair up and have a look.
Settler's here.
Hi, how are you?
Miss Etna and I had a sleepover. And now we're all going to go to the hospital so we can get something to make Ruby's ear feel better. Okay? Get your socks back.
Is there anything I can do? Do you want me to lock up after you go?
You're not coming?
Yes, I'm coming.
They go to the hospital and April sits in the waiting room with Jimmy Ray asleep on her lap. She looks over to Frank and Ruby through the glass of the room where the doctor is examining her and smiles at him. Next, they are lying back in Frank's bed together and Ruby is waving a toy frog in April's face. One of us will.
How are you?
Better.
It's a nice frog.
You could have it.
Seriously?
Here's another.
Thank you.
Wanna give me something?
A bit of a mint?
Ruby nods at her and April reaches over to get a mint from her bag to give her. Ruby pops it into her mouth.
Excuse me just a second.
April gets out of bed and slips her dress off, then tries to do up her bra in front of the mirror. But she's having trouble and it keeps snapping open. She feels her breasts and looks at them in the mirror, pondering to herself. Next, she is walking into a restaurant to meet Bernice.
Yeah. Ciao, Bella.
Ciao.
Champagne?
I'll say.
I'll have a ginger ale, please, and some crackers if you have any.
Ginger ale and crackers?
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam ha'olam hamotzi lachem min ha'aretz.
April prays as she breaks her bread.
What?
Are you pregnant?
What? No. If I am, it would be a world's record. I only slept with him last night. Trust me, I am not pregnant.
The camera zooms in on a pregnancy test reading positive, and then another.
I'm too old not to have a baby.
Well, obviously you're not too old to have a baby.
No, I'm too old not to have a baby, and this baby connects me forever to a man who... Is that man you were talking about?
What man?
Who you know you'll do whatever they say, only he's not a man. He's a child, really. A baby. Oh, Jesus.
April taps her head frantically.
What are you doing?
This helps me.
Is it helping?
Not really.
April, allow me.
Bernice treats her to a day out. They're in the bathroom of a very posh hotel together. April is naked, sitting up in the bath, twiddling her toes and lifting her legs up onto the bath's edge. Bernice enters and hands her a glass of red wine.
A sip of red wine. Some doctors say it's good.
Bernice pulls a chair over and sits by her in the bath. April takes a large swig of the wine.
What are you, nuts? You're pregnant. Give me that. Come here.
Oh, that's okay. You don't have to do...
I'm just sitting here.
Bernice lathers some shampoo in her hands and calls April over to her. April shifts sides in the bath and lets Bernice wash her hair. Bernice massages her neck and tugs on her ear affectionately, and afterwards they are seen sleeping on the couch together in their dressing gowns. It is the next day and they are pulling up outside a large house.
He lives with his mother?
Don't get me started.
Now remember.
What?
I don't know. Would your other mother have said something helpful right now?
You're doing really well.
April gets out of the car and goes to the door.
Hi, Alice.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hello.
So how are you?
Well, you know, my back hurts.
That's too bad. So, Alice, can Benjamin come out and play?
Mom, let her in.
Well, I don't know what you two are up to.
Hi. Sorry.
Could you come out here?
Yeah.
Ben steps outside onto the porch with her and closes the door. He gestures to Bernice in the car.
Who's that?
A friend. I'm pregnant.
Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Is it? Wow. Sweetie, wow. Wow.
He takes her hands.
Are you kidding me?
What'd I do?
Say something.
What do you want me to say?
I don't know. What does it mean to you? How do you want to handle it? What do we do now?
Well, I...
That sort of thing.
I want to try to be with you, I guess. Well, I'm sorry if I didn't instantly come up with a perfect solution to this very complicated situation.
It's not complicated. I'm having this baby. You may participate in the raising of this baby. I can't make you do it, but I would hope that you would want to be there for the growing up of this person who carries your DNA. The first doctor's appointment is in 2 weeks. I'll see you there, or I won't.
She walks down the stairs back to Benice in the car, and they drive away. Next, they are back at the school.
I'm so sorry. I've never met anyone like you, ever. I've never been so much myself with anyone. Even these few times we've spent together, it felt like...
What?
Family. I'm sorry, but it has. And I know it's fast, but I can only tell you how I feel, and how I feel is that I want to be near you. All the time. But I have some big decisions to make about how my life's going to work, and if you'll have me, so do you.
Why are you talking so fast?
Because I don't think Jimmy Ray should know that I'm here.
Well, if we're going to be family, he should probably know he didn't just dream you up half naked in his house. And besides, he knows you're here.
No, he doesn't. I was very careful to wait till he was a safe distance away.
Hi, Miss Shatner.
Hi, Jimmy Ray.
Do you want to be with him? The better or worse guy? I mean, is that someone you want to be with? Because if it is, by God...
No, it's not.
But if it is...
But it's not. Truthfully, I want to be with you. But being with me is going to mean being with this.
How pregnant are you?
They said 6 weeks.
6 weeks?
That's what they said, 6 weeks today.
We met 6 weeks ago, today actually. Hmm. Which was the day he left. You made love on the day we met?
Ah, yeah. Sorry. What happened?
I've got to take a walk.
Really?
Yes, really. I'm on the brink of asking you to be with me. Really, really be with me. You, who has some other guy's, your husband's baby, in your stomach, your very beautiful stomach. I've got to take a walk.
What about your kids?
What about them?
Who's going to wash them?
You are.
Frank walks outside where April watches him pacing up and down.
The walk didn't work. Your mother's here.
No, she's not. I told her to wait in the car.
He takes her around the corner.
I'm just here if either of you need me.
I can't stand the thought of it.
Me sleeping with my husband? You slept with your wife. At least twice, you know. It's not like the most appetizing thing I've ever imagined.
No, of course it's not. Hey. You're pregnant.
Yes, I am.
Way to go.
Later, April is eating lunch with Benice.
So now what? Both of them or neither of them will show up at the doctor's office. All I know is I'll be there.
Both Ben and Frank are in the waiting room at the doctor's office with April. She's holding Frank's hand. In the room, Ben, wearing a childish orange cap, is fiddling with the ultrasound machine.
I don't know how to work a blender. Take your hat off.
Jeez.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Hi.
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 Hello.
Hello.
Sorry.
So, anyone else coming?
No.
This is it.
This is it.
Yeah. Could you lower this, please?
April lowers the towel and the doctor squeezes gel onto her stomach and then begins to roll the ultrasound camera over it. The image of the baby appears on the screen and April smiles.
This looks really good. I've seen a couple of these.
Where did she go?
She'll be back.
They continue to all stare at the image of the baby appearing on the screen.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So what exactly is it? Sorry.
I'm sorry.
No, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. He or she just looks great.
The doctor takes a photo of the scan and Frank goes over to speak to him, leaving Ben with April. It's clear this is a heartfelt moment between Ben and April as she looks up into his eyes from the bed. Next, they are walking back to her car together.
You look pretty.
It's the hormones.
Whatever.
He leans over and kisses her on the cheek. Then she gets into her car, he shuts the door for her, and he walks away. A moment later, however, he is walking back to the car. April gets up out of it, pulls him close, and they kiss. Ben pushes her down through the door onto the front seat. They manoeuvre out and onto the back seat, still kissing. April wraps her legs around him.
Oh! Oh! Huh. Oh.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Ben clambers out onto the sidewalk and helps April out. He tries to cover his trousers with his bag. They both look awkward.
Anything?
What?
You have anything to say?
Don't. I don't know what to say. See ya.
April gets back into the front seat looking very ashamed of herself and closes the door as Ben walks away. Next, she is standing in the doorway to the TV studios in the rain. Bernice and Alan pull up in a black car.
I thought we were having dinner after the show.
I'm in trouble. Come with me.
Phew.
Good afternoon, they're ready for you.
We're gonna run late today.
Okay.
I'm panicking. Tell me. I sort of slept with my husband.
Well, almost.
Breakup sex. But it's kind of great, right?
Don't be glib about this. I'm with a man who sees me. Really sees me and somehow still wants to be with me and I want him and I just blew it. Oh, God, it's him?
I don't suppose you've ever cheated before.
Mm-mm.
Of course not.
With someone who's bad for me. What am I going
to
do?
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to go in and rehearse so that everyone knows what they're doing. And then I'm going to send everyone home and we're going to shoot the show tonight or in a couple of hours or maybe never. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Edie, I have to tell you, Sunday nights are about...
This is a good question. Should we make gay marriage a priority during this election or should we just not take the bait?
If Pam dies, what happens to our daughter? I have no rights. It's very scary.
Thank you.
Very scary.
At least I'm not one of those insular gay men who throws himself into his work and devotes himself to people who can never love him back romantically.
Now, what we want to ask you is, do you think it's right?
So hard for anyone to meet someone.
Have you ever seen the show she did on you?
I can't be around people who have adopted children, especially girls.
Have you ever tried to find her?
Endlessly. On the internet? I put ads in the paper.
Do you feel haunted?
Yes.
Whenever there are kids around, I am always looking for her face. In shopping malls, in the parks.
I have something I want to say. I hadn't planned on doing this, but hearing you speak, it's just something I have to do. I had a child that I gave up for adoption. It was many, many years ago. I was very young. I tried, God knows. But the year I spent with that child was the scariest, most darkly miserable time of my life. One minute you're cuddling in a sleeping bag, and the next minute you find out that you've ruined the rest of your life.
Can you rewind this?
To the beginning?
No, just a little.
I tried, God knows. But the year I spent with that child was the scariest,
go back again,
most
darkly just
miserable time of my
5
life.
5 seconds?
Are you sure?
Yeah, in fact,
could
I don't...
Could you go one sentence back?
Should be looking at...
But the year I spent with that child was the scariest, most darkly miserable time of my life. Finally, I said uncle.
April is horrified to hear this. Later, she is sitting on the couch at home with her brother Freddie.
Do you think he just handed over? He probably put it down somewhere and then the next people come along and pick it up?
Hey, can I find you some dry clothes? You want me to get it?
It's me.
Maybe you'll feel better if you talk to her.
I can hear you in there. Don't make me bang the door down.
Freddie goes to open the door.
Hello.
Hi. I've seen your picture.
She doesn't want to see you right now.
Too bad. I'm her mother.
Maybe another day would be better. Unless you say no, I'm going to leave you guys alone to have a private conversation.
She's afraid to be left alone with her mother?
I'm not afraid to be left alone.
I'll be on my beeper if you need me.
Alan had no right.
Are you capable of telling the truth?
Bernice enters and stands in front of April.
I was 15 years old. That's a little bit older than some of the kids in your school. Your father disappeared. My father completely turned his back on me.
Was I breastfeeding?
My mother said I'd ruined my life. They threw me out. I had a bag of clothes and $48. I didn't know if rent was $6 or $600. I didn't know how to open a fucking can of soap. You wouldn't stop crying.
I get it. I watched the tape. So did millions of other people. Well, not millions. How many people watch your show anyway?
Did you see on the tape that I went to my father with his grandchild in my belly and begged him for help and that he turned me away? Did you see that I never forgave him, that I didn't even go to his funeral? You just saw the parts that made me look bad. I thought it was for the best. Like an idiot, I thought it was for the best, and then it was too late.
Too late? Like if you had it to do over, it would be different? You'd sacrifice your fabulous life to sit there with a cranky, moody kid who got sick a lot, by the way, sore throats like on fire, 10 a year. You'd sit up till 6 in the morning, rubbing her down with alcohol because her fever's around 106, and that's right about the time when if you miss the signs, you got a brain-damaged kid for the rest of your life. You'd get this girl grown up just to let her know that you didn't love her enough. Or the right way?
Your mother wasn't perfect.
She told me the truth. She did her best. She was there.
They eyeball each other.
Just say you wanted a life more than you wanted me.
I wanted a life more than I wanted you.
They are left standing in silence. Next, April is on the phone driving in her car.
Hello?
Hi, it's me. Listen, that's never going to happen again.
I really don't think it should.
Good.
I want to help with all this.
Okay. Any thoughts on how? Wait. Can you say that again? The part about wanting to help?
I really want to help with all of this. I really, really do.
Thank you. I want that too.
She pulls the car up outside Frank's house. He runs down the stairs and gets into the passenger seat.
Jesus, I've been scared to death.
Sorry.
I imagined you dead on the side of the road.
Sorry.
I imagined you dead in the arms of a handsome stranger, French guy for some reason, which I've got to admit was an even worse image.
I mean, I said I'm sorry! What?
What's going on?
Nothing.
Something happened?
No.
What are you not telling me?
What could I not be telling you?
Well, I don't know, that you... Perhaps you don't love me, you made a horrible mistake, and you want to take the whole thing back.
I do love you. I don't want to take the whole thing back. Listen,
Suddenly, Frank reaches over and picks up Ben's orange cap from the back seat.
I think you dropped something.
He storms out of the car down his driveway.
You're taking a walk? What about the kids?
What do you care?
I care.
Clearly.
I do.
Go! Home! Not my home. Yours. Go.
I don't have one without you.
That's not my problem.
What do you do on these walks anyway?
I don't know.
Yes, I do.
I say all the things I don't say to you, all the things I try to spare you from.
Like what?
Like go to hell. Like get your own children. And like, what's the matter with you that you don't have children of your own anyway? And like, what kind of mother are you going to be if you can just walk out on your children without a second thought?
You know, they're...
What? Not your children?
It's just possible some of this is what you wanted to say to your wife.
Oh, really? You think so? Do you understand? I can't even take a walk.
It must be very hard.
Go to hell. I don't have to be with you. I don't have to care for you. All this godforsaken baby.
Don't say that.
All I have to do is care for my children until they're old enough to do it for themselves. I don't even have to like it. Or them. Fuck them. And fuck you.
Frank storms past her, back up the driveway and up the stairs into his house. Next, April, Freddie and Ben, who is holding hands with an unknown girl, are all waiting at the pregnancy clinic.
So how long have you guys been dating?
Not long. We had a date tonight, and she works right down the street, so we just decided to meet here.
Cool.
April gestures to Freddie to be quiet. They all go into the room together, and the doctor enters.
So, hello.
Hi.
Hi. Great, great to see you.
Well, great to see you all.
Good to see you. And you are?
Freddie.
Hi. Oh, great. Great.
He's
oh,
my
God,
brother.
I'm not her brother.
Oh, great. So, shall we?
Yes.
And you're at?
10 weeks.
10 weeks.
Right. Have you seen these before? My brother's a doctor.
Yeah, I have.
The doctor starts to roll the camera over April's stomach, and they all look up at the screen.
Can you tell us what we're seeing?
Just one moment, please. Any chance we can hear that squishing sound again? That has to be the best thing I ever heard.
The doctor turns the screen towards him and looks concerned. April also appears troubled.
What's happening? What's happening?
April, I'm not seeing a heartbeat.
April is aghast. She is seen walking through the streets in the park alone and sits on her doorstep looking heartbroken. Next, she and Freddie are at the dinner table and he is praying.
Eloheinu melech haolam Asher kitchanu b'mitzvotav b'tzivanu lehadlik ner shel shabbat.
Amen.
Hello.
Oh, amen.
Benice sits in her car outside their house.
How often is she out there?
She comes on Fridays a lot because she knows I'm home.
April, adopt a baby.
How could you?
It's the same.
How would you know?
maybe it's better.
Trust me, you don't know what it's like to be adopted.
You don't know what it's like to not be adopted. Right?
What's it like?
It was exhausting. It was embarrassing sometimes.
He smiles, then reaches his hands across the table to take her plate and serve her dinner.
You want me to bring her out some chicken?
You can.
Why don't you?
I would like to. Forgive her. I'm tired of being so mad. I've tried. I can't.
Make her buy you something.
I beg your pardon?
She's loaded. Maybe it'll make you feel better.
That's ridiculous.
Make her buy me something. A car. Yours is on its last legs. A house. Very small house. Make her buy you something you really want but can't afford.
April gazes out of the window deep in thought. Next, she's in Bernice's dressing room without Bernice even being aware that she's come in.
I'm here.
Ah! Jesus fucking Christ!
Sorry.
I mean, Jesus.
How are you?
Sick. Every day over what I did to you.
Good. I mean, I think that's probably good.
Yeah, I guess so.
I want you to make it up to me. This is for me, you understand. Not for you, for me. I think I will be happier in the long run if you try to make it up to me.
Okay.
I want you to buy me a baby.
Oh, that's easy. I'm plugged into all kinds of adoption these days. In China, they're throwing them
no,
in the trash.
No, I want you to buy me a baby that I'm going to have. I'm almost 40, so I don't have much time. It's very expensive. I want you to pay for it. After they do it, I have to lie still for 2 hours. I hate lying still. I want you to be there. Find ways to help me. 12 days later, I take a pregnancy test. 5 hours after that, I find out. If you make one false move, I'll never speak to you again. If you don't, then maybe we can be in each other's lives a little. You understand that's all that's possible right now. A little.
Can I put my pants on?
They go back to the restaurant where they met.
Hair, average, as opposed to thin, thick, or balding.
Artistic ability.
None.
None?
None.
Jesus. How would you describe yourself?
Hardworking, intelligent, warm, caring, sexy, and contemplative.
I'm keeping this one for me.
Just take it.
Thousands of Chinese girls.
I'm not adopting a Chinese baby. Then bend over.
Back at April's house, Bernice is giving her an injection in her buttock. Next, they are at a clinic.
Is there anything I can do?
No.
Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to pray?
She does that. She prays.
Want to say a little prayer or something?
No. I'm so sorry to interrupt.
What is the matter with you?
Could you give us a minute?
Bernice, listen to me right now.
I know, I'm sorry.
Just a minute.
Just find us when you're ready. We'll be around.
The doctors leave the room.
What?
Why don't you want to pray?
What do you care?
I don't. I don't give a shit. But you do. You told me that. You pray before you eat a bowl of spaghetti. And now, right before you do the most important thing you'll ever do in your life, suddenly you're not interested?
This is none of your business.
April gets off the bed and tries to walk out, but Bernice stops her.
Get out of my way.
Say a prayer with me and I will.
I don't want to pray.
One stupid little prayer.
No.
They wrestle with each other.
Move.
Maybe you just don't want it badly enough.
You have no idea how badly I want it.
Then why won't you pray? Why?
Because I'm not going to hand this wish over to some... whatever it is who's supposed to be loving, who... who...
I had faith.
April starts to cry.
I thought God was good. Maybe God is... what? Difficult. Awful. Complicated. Like me. I took the one man on earth who's right for me and I dropped him on his head.
Right. You did.
How are we doing?
We're done. I'm sorry.
No problem?
The doctors re-enter.
Wait. Shema Yisrael. Adonai, Eloheinu. What does that mean? Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. What does that mean? Listen, O Israel, the God of love and the God of fear are one.
Bernice sits by April's side, holding her hand as she lies flat on her back. After the waiting time has passed, the nurse gives April a blood test. Next, she is sitting on the trunk of her car outside Frank's house, looking out over the river. He pulls up the driveway in his car. He gets out, carrying his books, and walks towards her.
Thank you for seeing me.
Well, you're standing between me and my front door, so it's literally the least I could do. I heard what happened. I'm sorry I called the baby godforsaken.
Turns out she was. I miss you. Do you miss me?
What do you want, April?
I want to look at you for a long, long time.
What else?
There's a chance my life may change in a few hours. It may not, but it may. And before it does, I want to say two things. I know what I did to you in particular. Like a worse nightmare kind of thing, right? I knew that. But at the time, I knew that.
What else?
I'll do it again. I will. I'll hurt you again and again. Not like that. You'd have to leave me if I hurt you like that. If we were together, you would leave me if I hurt you like that again, wouldn't you?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Good. But I'll hurt you in other ways, little ways. I won't mean to, but I will. And sometimes I will mean to.
This is quite an offer you've worked on.
You'll hurt me too, you know. You'll hurt me and change on me. You might even leave me after you promise you won't. How about that?
I wouldn't.
But you might.
But I wouldn't.
But you might.
Yeah, I guess I might.
So?
Oh, God.
I know. I'm sorry. So?
Some time appears to have passed, and Bernice is washing the dishes in Frank's house. April goes outside where Frank's children are playing.
Hey, where's your dad?
They point and April goes around the corner to Frank, who's watching over someone.
There is a Jewish story, an ordinary Jewish joke. A father was teaching his little son to be less afraid, to have more courage. Jump, he said, and I'll catch you. And the little boy trusted him, and the little boy jumped. And when his father caught him, he felt filled with love. And when he didn't, he was filled with something else, something more. Life.
April sits and watches a young Chinese girl colouring in on the patio. She picks her up in her arms, helps her up the steps to the house, then scoops her back up in her arms when they reach the top. The young Chinese girl smiles joyfully. The end.
Let me say I'm sorry now, so you can sing your song. You can get it wrong. You can kiss the rock of ages, and in your wildest dreams, you might see between.